sunny and enjoy it. Friday afternoon coming around tomorrow. Early morning starts lower to upper 40s. Sunshine in the middle and upper 60s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows of 50s. Transition day Saturday, but it'll warm up briefly to about low 70s. Scattered morning showers becoming likely with a possible thunderstorm. Rain ending Saturday night, blustery, colder, 30s in the morning, high of near 52. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
Again, once in a blue moon, New Orleans Stamp Fest, exhibiting tons of numismatic and philatelic material. Friday, February 11th, 10 to 6, Saturday, February 12th, 10 to 4, at the Wyndham Gardens Hotel, 6401 Veterans Boulevard, Metairie, I-10, exit 225. Free parking, free admission, hourly door prizes, sponsored by the Crescent City Stamp Club. More information and dealer inquiries at 504-335-5219.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
Cool, 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 cool. And I want to mention a couple things real quick, something I mentioned yesterday, but we've got Val Lappin on the program today, the famous musician from Britannia. Lead singer and guitarist. But I'm reading from Servando Gonzalez's book, I Dare Call It Treason, 1934. I'm only up to 1934. I haven't even gotten into the year 2000. U.S. Ambassador to Cuba, Sumner Wells, Council on Foreign Relations, conspires to overthrow Cuba's national president, Ramon Grau. Grau had unilaterally abolished the Platt Amendment, which allowed the American government to send invading troops to Cuba at will. A congressional investigation reveals that the Hamburg America shipping line has become a front for IG Farben's spying, propaganda, and bribery on behalf of the German government. Rather than advising Brown Brothers Harriman to divest of these tainted assets, Prescott Bush hires Alan Dulles CFR to help conceal them. And I'll end on this and then we'll go to Val. But 1937, from 1937 on, the Dulles brothers, Council on Foreign Relations members, serve Bush and Harriman in all their covert dealings with Nazi firms. They also perform similar cloaking services for others, like the Rockefellers. So this is the kind of stuff that I stepped into and warning and informing people about, because guys like Gavin Newsom is a graduate of the World Economic Forum's Young Global Leader Program, along with Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg. Wow. Who, what? Yeah. Anyways, so today, Thursday, has a little bit of a break, but we'll probably get into some of this stuff. We got Val Lappin back on the program. He's been on a couple times before. Val, welcome. How's it going?
Hey, Eric. How you doing?
Good.
Hey.
Val's from the Ukraine, from Russia, but he's an American now, and he came to America to pursue his dreams. And then, lo and behold, go ahead.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, so red, white, and blue. And now I'm witnessing the things that are happening right now going down. It's not making me too happy. It's kind of scary, actually. Alarming.
Very scary.
Alarming. It's alarming. Let's be honest. It's alarming.
No, it's scary. It is. Because if they're allowed to keep going the way they are, it stems.
It stems. The dissent is all silenced and, you know, people facing jail time. Well, maybe
cheering for their own demise, like in Nazi Germany.
Right. And people are liking it. The thing is, the propaganda is so powerful that regular folks, lots of people believe it's a good thing what's happening.
Well, when the news tells them something, they believe it.
Yes, exactly. And that's the whole thing. That's the power of propaganda, like Goebbels said, you know. And many times you tell a lie many times and people will believe it's true, even though maybe
Goebbels, propaganda.
Propaganda it is. And it's actually, I mean, come on. In California, we're heading for socialism. And lots of people believe it's a good thing.
Servando Gonzalez calls it in his book, and I tend to agree with him. And because even calling it socialism kind of softens it. It's like instead of saying FJB, saying go Brandon, you know, which the same thing. It's not even close. This is communo-fascism.
You know what? You can call it whatever you want. It's all it's all accumulating the control over everything in a few hands.
It's totalitarianism.
Yes. It's a monopoly on everything. Monopoly on everything, you know. Labor, fruits of labor, that's the most important thing, and that's what is the main goal, the fruit of labor.
That's one of the reasons you came here, right, to have that freedom.
Yeah. Freedom. I mean, nowhere else it was like that. But now they want to turn away from this under idea of that, you know, it's a good thing. But that's how any scam works. Any scam works the same way. The same when people will call me from Africa telling me Nigeria, $260 million.
They need your help to smuggle the money out of the country.
No. Exactly. It sounds great because it's a good thing. I need that $260 million. All I have to do is just send them $2,500 for logistics.
It's an investment in your future.
Yeah, and great. Any scam sounds good. And it's the best thing, the best scam in the history of the world was written by Karl Marx. But, you know, it's not much of a scam. It's honest in
but
some
wait.
Places.
But wait, yeah. We have a new scam coming our way called healthcare in California.
But it's all a part of this whole collective versus individual.
Yeah, collectivism.
Collectivism. And that's when a bunch of people thinking they're doing a good thing for themselves and others become suckers.
Well, and that's where, like, even G. Edward Griffin, who I've had on my program way back when, he actually worked with, they did a movie called America, spelled with a K, Freedom to Fascism, Aaron Russo, who was a director, producer for Bette Midler and all kinds of other people. But he's done, and he
48 hours.
Focuses on the term collectivism, and that's what we're facing. And you can call it all kinds of different stuff, socialism, communism, even capitalism. Yeah. But when it's for a very small select group of those in power and no one else,
they get then all the money.
It's a racket.
Nothing. Yeah, it is. In Russia in the 90s, it used to be called kidnyak. It's a kidnyak. It's a scam. It's a very good scam. It's like worldly scam. By the way, it's not only
lucrative.
Everywhere it was tested. Oh, lucrative. No kidding. People start slaving. Millions of people slave on you, thinking they're doing a good thing for themselves. Everybody's equal. But, you know, you get all the fruit of all the labor. Adam Smith did a perfect formula of the value. Anything, value of anything is defined by the amount of human labor spent on producing a unit of it. That's it. That's what it is. That's all about the money. So you work, you toil yourself, and then you get a fruit of your labor. That's what's happening in a free market.
But that's why things controlled by you, the individual, are always better than some collective thing like a union or the government or a corporate. You know that...
That's
in
how America
corporations,
has been.
Wait. Corporations, your pension is considered a corporate asset until it's paid out. So your pension under corporate tax laws and more is not yours. It's the corporation, and it's in the best interest of these corporate masters like Mitt Romney, who, you know, seized control of companies to bankrupt them. And then seize the pensions and put it in his pocket. That's what's going on. And Mitt Romney has guys like Ian.
That's a scam.
Yeah,
that's
and
it's the same thing.
Mitt Romney, who's known as a vulture capitalist, has people like Ian Brzezinski, who is the son of the daughter of Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was a member on the Council on Foreign Relations, and he was tied to Kissinger and a bunch of others who've been playing these games since the 40s or 50s, since we went into World War II, if not well before. And it's the same people that did.
People financed World War II. People financed Hitler. People financed, even helped Stalin too. People financed war and got the fruit of the war.
I mentioned it yesterday on the program that, Kennedy and the money trust here in the United States, which is actually more from England and Britain and ties to the United Kingdom and wants a worldwide system of kingdoms, they funded Hitler.
Mm-hmm. Well, I saw some programs on that too, that some of the Bushes were involved in that too. By the way, like no matter where it was tried in Soviet Union, it worked very well for the people who invested money into socialist revolution. They got lots and lots of money. People were slaving for 70 years. It was tried in Cuba. Listen, when I was recording Kill Puppets, it's one of my tracks, my producer, Billy Gratzede, he's right now in one band with Sendog from Cypress Hill.
Nice.
He's a famous guy, and he is rapping on this track, Kill Puppets. But we were sitting in the studio and we were talking about this. This guy's from Cuba. And he talked about this. there's a reason he is here in America, not in Cuba.
Which guy are you talking about?
Sendog. He's originally Cuban.
Well, Servando Gonzalez, who wrote I Dare Call It Treason, is from Cuba as well.
Yeah. He hated it. You talk about this freaking totalitarian crap to him. He'll tell you a couple of words. Well, he had the reasons to hate Russians too, but he's super cool. He's one of the coolest dudes I've met. Came up with his lyrics, everything.
Well, you have to bring him on the program.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I can get in touch with him like that. I could.
Hey. Send him a book. Send him a copy of the book by Servando Gonzalez, who's from Cuba, called I Dare Call It Treason. And he'll be like, what?
I don't know. I don't know if he cares about this so much to talk about this on the radio. But, one-on-one, he'll talk about this.
He still likes his mother country, right? Like Cuba. He may not like the government that's running it, but he's still.
Of course. Yeah.
If he could, he'd probably like to go back and check out Cuba and hang and. Wouldn't you like to go back to Russia?
Ukraine? Go sometimes, but there's no more, none of that dirty crap of socialism and communist ideology in Russia. So it's a capitalist country. They have their own problems, as everybody knows. Ukraine
has
their own problems, but at least it's sort of free off of that grip. 70 years.
But part of the whole
70 years.
Part of the whole thing with the Council on Foreign Relations and more, and the people, the puppet masters who are playing this game to come about with a world government, they want to marry Russia and the United States together. And the more capitalist Russia becomes, and the more communist or socialist or whatever that the United States becomes, the easier it is for the royal family, British German crown family from Europe, to carry out their grand plans to have us all bend a knee and bow a head again
it's funny
deal.
In my mind, I want to ask you a question.
Wait, we're going to break. When we come back, I'll throw it back to you. So hold that idea, that concept, whatever you're just about to say. We're going to break, people. This is Maritime Matters. I'm with Val Lappin, Britannia Music, the band Britannia. Heavy metal. Good stuff, too. Should listen.
Let's talk about America. Not taxes or tweets or the issues that divide us, but how incredible our country is. Left, right, up, down, state lines to winding coastlines. Whether you come home to a crowded city street, tree-lined suburb, or sleepy small town, everyone deserves to live in a clean, green, and thriving community. And we all share in the responsibility to create beauty that ripples from one neighborhood to another and one block to the next. We are Keep America Beautiful, the nonprofit working with millions of people just like you to end littering, improve recycling, and beautify our communities. Because every mindful action and sustainable habit has a positive impact, and it all adds up. Learn how you can join Keep America Beautiful at KAB.org. Together, we can do beautiful things.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. I'm here to warn you about telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Some of these scammers may say threatening things like you will be arrested if you don't make payments or provide personal information. Do not fall for these tricks. These calls are not from us. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you for information or money. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Never give the caller your personal information, like your Social Security number or bank account, or send money in any form, cash, gift cards, wire transfers, or prepaid debit cards. Report the call to our law enforcement arm, the Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov. Share this information with your friends and family.
I'm going to throw it to Val. We're going to play Kill Puppets here in a couple minutes. We're pulling it up. Val, go ahead and, could you, like, I don't want to say preface, but throw out a little bit of info for people on Kill Puppets, how it came about, who's on it, what instruments. I think you were lead, of course, right? And you sang. But if you could, for all the people that don't know and haven't seen it, and tell them where to go to get it, and that it's awesome, but go ahead and we'll pull it up and we'll play it as soon as you give a little intro on it.
Kill Puppets came about as most of my tunes come about as a first melody popped into my head and then turned into a riff, and then became a riff supporting that melody, and then the images of all the war and soldiers and all this.
There you go.
As politicians that stand over it and getting all the big money because somebody's fighting the war for them, and that's how the song came about. And actually,
well, that's where the name came from too, right? Kill Puppets.
Yeah, Kill Puppets. Well, basically, that's what it is. And so it took me a little while to put together. Then I went to my producer's studio, Billy Grazedde of Biohazard, best dude.
Another good band.
Yeah.
And musician.
And he actually played guitar on it too. He played the rhythm. And
nice.
Yeah, and then Sendog, he actually pitched the idea for me.
Well, and you were saying Sendog's from Cuba, right?
From Sandog is he's originally, I think he was born there. Yes, I think he was born there.
Well, just like you were born in the Ukraine. How old were you when you came to the United States?
I was a little. I was tiny. You know, I'm a rock star. I have to keep my 33 years of age a secret.
Right. Oh wait, that was the same age as Christ.
That's all. I don't get any older than that. So it's 33. That's
exactly.
It. That I don't get older.
Well, we've got the song. You want to go ahead and play it? You want to play it?
Ken Dog wrote his lyrics, came up. He didn't know what the song was all about. He walked into the studio, asked me a question, what's the song all about? I told him in a nutshell. He sat down there, did it quickly, boom, 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 and it's done. And he did a beautiful job there, too.
Nice. You want to play it?
You can get Kill Puppets anywhere in any digital store. There's over 2,000 of them. DSN Music, DSN Dog as in Sam, N as in Nation, DSN, Digital Syndicate Network Music.
That's your label, right?
Yep, that's my label. And it's anywhere. You can get it anywhere.
Do you want to play it?
Yeah, please. Go ahead.
All right, let's go ahead and listen to it, and then we can talk more about it after. Turn it up! Nice. Talk about a riff, man. We got like a minute, a little over before the next break. So go ahead and run with it, man.
Yeah. So that's one of the things, but you know, let's get back to the subjects to talk about. What's interesting is what's happening here in home right now in US, that
in California,
in California, for crying out loud, this sucks. They want to give the control over people's health to government. That's what it was. And so
these people are seizing it. Gavin Newsom is a graduate of the World Economic Forum's Young Global Leader Program.
There you go.
Along with Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg.
He has his deal. He does what he has to do. He gets paid for it. And, you know, it's one of the reasons he's got lots of money.
It's called treason.
You almost cannot blame him. You almost cannot blame people.
Nah,
you know,
sorry.
People get an opportunity, they rip other people off. That's what it freaking is.
I wouldn't do this. Sorry.
You wouldn't do what?
I wouldn't do what Gavin Newsom is, even if put in the position of power and trust to do this. It's not that
right.
Position of power and trust isn't to rape, pillage, and steal from your own people.
Exactly. But, you know, he was not there. Like, he's there for a reason. And the reason is not Californian people. The same, like you showed me the video of Justin Trudeau giving the pledge and allegiance to the Queen, not people of Canada. It's the same thing here. So,
but we're allowing this to happen.
Exactly. We are. Yeah, that's it. We're just taking
up. I'm not. That's why I have you on the program. Yeah. And that's why I have the program, because I'm trying to wake people up and say, no, this is not right. We're going out to break. Keep that thought. We got just a couple of seconds. I'm with Val Lappin of Britannia, the band, heavy metal. And you just heard one song. We're going to play another song, Salt, after the break, but we'll probably talk a little bit before, but we'll be right back. We're going to commercial break.
Thanks. Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. The U.S. Supreme Court has blocked President Biden's vaccine mandate on private businesses. The mandate would have required employees with over 100 workers to mandate the COVID vaccine or weekly testing. Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy says today's ruling rejects federal government overreach.
It is a win for personal liberties and the 80 million Americans affected by this decision.
Louisiana was among states leading resistance to the Biden COVID mandates. Senator Cassidy says he's all for getting the vaccine, but doesn't think government should demand it. A new report from personal finance website WalletHub ranks Louisiana among the worst states in which to raise a family. WalletHub data analyst Jill Gonzalez says the study compared all 50 states across 51 key socioeconomic data points for family friendliness. And Louisiana's performance in these areas is why it ranks third worst.
Health and safety, education and child care, and socioeconomics, things like high divorce rates, etc. So those are really the three things that it needs to zone in on.
This is news on LRN.
Alyssa, I have a big question to ask you.
You do? I can't believe this is happening! You're on one knee!
Alyssa, will you... Hang on. Will you marry me?
Don't let the flu ruin your plans. Get your annual flu shot at no cost by visiting ldh.la.gov/fighttheflu. Brought to you by the Louisiana Office of Public Health.
With the new law, more people qualify for financial assistance at healthcare.gov. Real customers like Taylor.
You know, I wish people knew how easy it was to get health coverage. This new law has made it so affordable. I'm only paying $52 a month, but there are quality plans for even less.
New law, lower prices, more people qualify. Enroll by January 15th at healthcare.gov.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
After 84 weeks of free live stream music shows, FunkyUncle.live has moved our shows to The Howling Wolf so we can bring the funk to you every Wednesday at 7 p.m. We're selling tickets at the door and on our website for only $10, and tickets are half off at the door with a valid student ID. And don't worry if you aren't able to join us at The Howling Wolf, FunkyUncle.live will still be live streaming the show every Wednesday for free. Coming to the FunkyUncle.live stage on January 12th, it's Funk Monkey featuring Arsene Delay, and on January 19th, Eric Johansson. 100% of proceeds generated from ticket sales goes to the Funk Fund that has raised over $550,000 and helped over 700 musicians and gig workers. So join us for a great cause at the Howling Wolf or at FunkyUncle.live.
Maybe your portfolio should resemble your dinner, slowly cultivated, locally produced, and sustainable.
Join us at 5 p.m. Mondays for the Slow Money Show, WGSO 990.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there! Sunday, Sunday, Sunday!
That is... I'm just... I want to... real quick, I want to read this. This is from Servando Gonzalez's book, I Dare Call It Treason, and he was Cuban. 1931, August 21st, Marine General Smedley Butler, Marine Corps, he wrote a book called War is a Racket. The recipient of numerous medals for heroism, including the Marine Corps Brevet Medal, the highest Marine medal at the time for officers, is one of only 19 people to be twice awarded. Okay, I can hear you, Val. The Congressional Medal of Honor. At some point, disenchanted with what he sees, he declares, "War is a racket. It always has been. It is possibly the oldest, easily the most profitable, surely the most vicious. It is only one international in scope. It is the only one in which the profits are reckoned in dollars and the losses in lives. A racket is best described, I believe, as something that is not what it seems to the majority of the people. Only a small, quote, inside group knows what it is about. It is conducted for the benefit of the very few and at the expense of the very many. Out of war, a very few people make huge fortunes." And a lot of these people that we're going to play another song, Steppin' Bank. Is that the name of it, Val? Am I saying
Step
it right?
Step on the Spoiled Banks. Step,
oh, sorry. My bad.
Like yep. Valley. It's like Valley of the Spoiled Banks. But Step is, it's the region where it came from in Ukraine.
Right.
You know, Donbass, Donetsk. And there's a lot of spoiled banks because it's a coal mining region. And right. Yeah, back to war.
It's where they dump the spoils from the mining process, right? The
exactly. That's
the tailings or whatever.
Yeah, those spoil banks. They look like tiny mountains.
And that's not just in the Ukraine. That's throughout the world where a lot of these they create these super ponds where they take a lot of the tailings, which is the heavy metals and more, and they just dump them into these ponds with water. And leave it and walk away after they've gotten what they want.
Yeah, well, that doesn't make a spoil bank. Spoil bank goes on the top of the ground, and it makes a little hill, so you can actually climb on it to the point that they get so big that sometimes I even climbed on with my friends on the top of it to watch a soccer game that we didn't have money to buy the tickets for when the soccer top played. So we would watch it from the top of the spoil bank. So,
right, which is the tailings, which is all the stuff that they pull out from the mine that's left over that they don't want. It's the refuse or dross remaining after one has been processed.
It's refuse.
And whether it's on a mound or in a pond, it's the same stuff. It's worse in the pond because it's kind of. But anyways, we're going to play the song. Again, give me the name. Sorry.
No worries. It's the Step of the Spoiled Banks. And it's
cool.
It's about war, the war that happened in Ukraine. And again, it's started all the crap get hit the fan when Biden and Obama got in Ukraine.
Well, and that's what we want to talk about after. We want to talk about that after.
I don't know, but it started then.
We want to talk about that.
Took over. Boom, boom, boom.
Okay,
and that's the war.
We want to talk about that after we play the song. Let's play the song.
The greenish shadows were spewing their eyes. The roaring bear with burning red eyes. Revolution cry. Freedom with a twist. The build of pressure and the rotten time. The water's boiling, I know they won't stop. I won't take either side. Keep me off the list. The smoke dissipates and the step of the spoiled banks. The stage of the bloodline war. My brothers, wait. Ready at me their takes. Eager to see the gore. The children are gonna live.
Applause. Wait, can you do applause, Patty? We need a round of applause. Okay, sorry. I know it's short notice.
You're digging it.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do applause this time. Thank you.
Yeah, no, she'll work it up. She might even throw it in at any given moment, but I should have had it ready. But and this is a little, I'm giving you a little golf clap, but that was awesome.
Thank you, brother.
Was that you on guitar? And
it's me, Billy Grazade, and the lead guitar is by Alec. Alexander Messano.
Nice.
He used to be
nothing don't forget your band members' names.
He is badass. No, we haven't played in a while.
Know,
he kidding. Just always mix up. It's Alex or Alexandro. That's Italiano, so I'll just say Alexandro Messano.
Nice.
Yeah, he's a badass.
Good stuff, man.
He is a badass, yeah. Thank you.
Well, I would love to have the lyrics in front of me while listening to it. But if you can, and tie it into the bigger picture and what we're talking about, you know, because it sounded like I heard the children living underground and, you know, the explosions. And
yep. That was one of the things the last president of Ukraine on TV was saying. That's how we're going to win the war. We're going to make sure that their children are living underground. Our children will go to schools, but their children will live underground and they will be afraid. And that's how we're going to win the war. That's what the chorus is. That's what actually been happening since 2014, especially on the periphery side of my city of Donetsk, like places like Oktyabrsky. The people still live there and they hide from the bombing. It's been easier right now, but there are other problems, you know.
Well, we're going to break.
Rebels bomb Avdiivka, those guys bomb Ukraine, bombs other place, so they shoot at each other. And again,
we're going to break.
Makes lots of money. Yeah,
we're going to break. We'll be right back after and we'll talk about that. This is Maritime Matters, WGSO, your program with Eric Schein and my guest, special guest, Val Lappin of Britannia, the band. And we just played a couple of his songs. And we'll have links up that you can go to in the archives with this show.
Hi, I'm Roz.
Be right back.
Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks. all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 1 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hey, y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot, Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans, the Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Good morning, class. A quick head count. Tiffany.
Here.
Zach.
Yup.
Steven. Is he absent again?
For many kids, just getting to school feels like a challenge. Staying through graduation is even harder. That's where Communities and Schools comes in. A powerful community of caring adults, working with vulnerable kids in schools every day, helping them overcome the barriers that stand in the way of learning. Hunger, homelessness, health problems, and even emotional trauma. Communities and Schools. We're inside schools partnering with teachers and counselors, empowering at-risk kids by providing supportive relationships, doing whatever it takes to help them thrive in school and have brighter futures. Communities and Schools. We're in schools to help kids stay in school. See how we help all kids succeed at communitiesandschools.org.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
All right, we are back.
Hey, Dan.
And we just played a couple songs from Britannia, and we've got Val Lappin on the program now. Val, this is the last segment, so...
Metal. What? Yeah, go ahead, Eric. Sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm throwing it to you.
I was just saying Metal.
Minnow, like the USS Minnow?
Yeah, so this song is about war. And so there are a couple of tunes that I have written and I inspired by war, even though yeah, it's an evil thing. I'm not the only one who writes songs about the war, but this is what it is. And I totally agree with that author, Cuban author. Let me. She was Cervantes?
Servando Gonzalez. I dare call it treason.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is.
But you bring up in both those songs, you bring up outright war, which is part of and one of the things that he talks about in there and everybody talks about. But it's also the corporations, which are carrying on their own form of war. They're even privatizing it to where the governments are gone. There's no oversight. There's no legislature anymore. Basically, the corporations are running it. And the World Economic Forum wants to be the new world corporate state.
Yeah, one world government, and that's the goal. That's the goal. And they've been talking about this. Just I didn't care about this for a long time, longest time. I really didn't. I started caring only like lately. Well, first the war hit home where I'm from. Well, then it just got to me. Oh my God, I can't believe it. It's happening in the city I was born in. And now, and then stores started getting into it more and more, and now things taking their true colors, and then now I see things I didn't see them the way before, the same this way before. All the socialism, the war and war, it's all money making, all about money making. But in socialist countries, or you put two nations fighting each other, big money making. Somebody made so much money when Hitler invaded Soviet Union. Oh my God. The battles that took place between Soviet Union and Germany and the whole Europe, basically, he had on his side.
But I don't like to reduce it to just money making, because in my mind, it's money taking. It's theft.
Right. Your money taking.
It's piracy.
All the Jewish population of Europe, of the money, put people to slavery, millions of people.
And it wasn't just Jews. It was Christians and Muslims and, you know, gays, whatever, anybody that they could identify and set apart and put in jail and in prison and then force into labor.
Forced to labor, take what they have, forced to slavery, labor, and the labor produced what? Money, value.
Well, we have the largest prison population in the United States by sheer numbers, more than China, and also by percentage of our population.
No way.
We have more people, and this is not
in prison in U.S. than in China.
Yeah, and this is not. Well, and I don't know if that's. Oh yeah, yeah. And I don't know if that's including the Uyghurs, but yeah, any number of authors have put this out and published it, and you can do research on it yourself. But trust me when I'm telling you that we have the largest prison population by numbers and by percentage, more than any other country in the world, even China.
I'll agree with you, but the numbers.
Okay, I'm not gonna argue with you, because at some point it's published, it's out there. You can do your own research, and I'm just telling you, it's a matter of fact. Beyond that, the point is, it's not the United States government. It is doing this, and the states. It's being run by the Council on Foreign Relations that wants to do this, that actually ran the PSYOP that was 9/11, and that this is being done intentionally towards the bigger picture.
Yeah, so what do you think? What's that 9/11? Elaborate.
Relations being behind it. Dick Cheney, who was vice president, was the chairman of the board of the Council on Foreign Relations while they did it. Glenn Youngkin, who was one of the founding members of the Carlyle Group, which was deeply involved in it, is a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. George H.W. Bush, the father of George W. Bush, was a board member, chairman of the board of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the ambassador to the United Nations. You can go on and on. George W. Bush.
Glenn Youngkin, who's a Republican who just won Virginia. Is that the guy you're talking about?
Yeah, he's a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. The Carlyle Group is a corporate member of the Council on Foreign Relations. That's what I'm saying, is people need to get Servando Gonzalez's book, and not just his book, but even Alex Newman's book, Deep State, and others. The Deep State is the Council on Foreign Relations. And it's not American. It's British. It's royal. The World Economic Forum is a constitutional monarchy in Europe. And our governor in California is a graduate of
Trudeau.
No. Gavin Newsom is a graduate of the World Economic Forum, which is a constitutional monarchy. It has its own school, and he's a graduate of the Young Global Leader Program of the World Economic Forum.
Justin Trudeau, is he? He swore allegiance to the crown.
I heard it.
So is he a member of Council on Foreign Relations too? Yeah, probably.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
There you go.
Yeah.
Too bad they didn't.
That's what I'm saying.
Trump didn't graduate from that school.
No, he went to Harvard and/or Yale.
Yeah. There you go. He's a
member of the Brotherhood of Death. George W. Bush is a member of the Brotherhood of Death.
Oh, wow. You're some kind of secret society.
That's
like Skull and
Bones. That's Skull
and Bones.
Yeah, they turned, Dianne Feinstein turned me over to Porter Goss, who was a member of Book and Snake. It's a companion secret society to Skull and Bones. It's BNS and S&B. They always refer to them as basically the same. Skull and Bones, S&B, and Book and Snake, BNS. It's a the mirror image of. And Porter Goss, the guy that Dianne Feinstein wrote a letter, she sent me to Nicole Nason, who's a member on the Council on Foreign Relations, and her husband. I think it's David Nason or Dan Nason or whatever. He's not only a member on the Council on Foreign Relations, he's a member of the World Economic Forum. So I've come up against these people like Archie Morgan, who's a member on the Council on Foreign Relations, and they've infested and taken over our government. And they're a separate, distinct political party that has invaded both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party and made them their own.
Then that's
so I appreciate
things right now in the U.S.
and the world. Microsoft is a corporate member of the World Economic or the Council on Foreign Relations. Bill Gates is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, BioNTech, Merck, all of these medical corps that are doing the vaccine, along with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, are all members of the Council on Foreign Relations.
How didn't they kick the Joe Biden out of the... He cannot even put the sentence together.
Exactly. Well, they stole it because the members of the Council on Foreign Relations, they could pull off 911. You don't think they could put a president in power? Wait, the music's coming up. Dude, we're out. I love having you on the program. Love your music. Close it out. You got 30 seconds or less. Go.
Thanks, Eric. And, well, good to be back in this program. And hello and bye-bye, New Orleans. And check out my band, Bratana. You just type in B as in boy, R, A, T as in Tom, A, M as in Nancy, A. Bratana, DSN Music.
Nice.
Check it out. New stuff is coming.
All right, cool. Thanks, Val. We'll talk to you soon,
man. Thanks, brother. Talk soon. Bye-bye.
Peace.